This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Lucy Burton. Well, it was a quiet day on Wall Street as many took the opportunity for an extended Easter break. But there were some new data out on personal spending, and here's Peter Jankowskis from Oak Brook Investments in Chicago.
Well, you know, today's numbers were about personal income and spending. In general, the income figures held up pretty well. They were as expected, but the spending figures were a little bit weaker than many people were looking for. And it's interesting how the market took that, because consumer stocks were some of the best performers today. So maybe they're thinking, with that income floating around, that there's some pent-up demand that's going to be satisfied in the future.
Do you think this will have any bearing on interest rate decisions?
Well, certainly the personal consumption expenditure figures that came out today were a little bit more subdued than people were looking at, and there has been some thought that maybe that will let the Fed have some more time where they don't need to be in such a rush to raise rates here.
And what have we got coming up this week? Anything we should be keeping our eye on?
Well, of course, at the end of the week, we have the employment report for the month of March, and that certainly is another area that the Federal Reserve is keeping a strong eye on to see if we sustain the types of employment gains that we've been having here in the United States.
Well, if we look at the figures on Wall Street, the Dow is up 0.1% at 17,535, and gold is trading at $1,221 an ounce.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.